It's late night Sunday. It's time for the Sunday Night Slog. I just finished updating my 16bit.com update tonight, so now I'm going to talk to you about something I haven't decided what. I just decided this would be a good name for a show, and I don't have anything in particular I want to talk about, which is a good place to start on a podcast because it's not a crowded field. There's not too much of this kind of thing out there, and one more isn't going to hurt anybody, right? A big, big, big Star Wars launch is going on right now. You can go to the store and find dozens of new items. Store exclusives, repaints, repacks. It's the biggest launch at once it's been in a while, but it's kind of boring. All the prices have gone up, and it's a lot of stuff that you look at it and you go, hey, I think I already have that. Not crazy about that. So what I've been doing is going on eBay and buying Aliens toys and Battle Beasts, because that's a lot more fun. I got my first ever Laser Beasts, and those are really, really cool. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. I got 12 of them. There are 36. The other 24 are kind of expensive. Doesn't mean I don't want to buy them. Doesn't mean I'm not going to buy them, but they're very pricey. If you go to Google when you get a chance, just type in Toy Archive Laser Beasts, and you'll find a picture that has scans of all 36. And it's kind of neat because it got little crystal orbs in their bellies instead of the stickers. And there's many repeated animals and some new ones. For example, in Laser Beasts, you can buy dinosaurs, and you can't in the normal line. There's another mouse, there's new bugs, there's, I guess one's a hawk and the rub sign beast, and this one's an eagle, but they're pretty fun. I got a brain mouse standing on my monitor right now. I can see it above the levels I'm recording. I'm going to go grab him. Instead of a sticker, you put your thumb on, you hold this kind of up to a white background or a light object or something, and you can say, oh, it's a water beast. I guess mine's angled kind of funny. I guess they assembled it strangely. Didn't notice that till now. Now I'm depressed. Anyway, it's a cool figure. This one's got yellow armor. It's molded in yellow plastic. Got gray head, gray arms and legs. And the gun is ridiculous. It's shaped kind of like a rat. So you see a little mouse with a tail, paw, and a gun sticking out, which is pretty cool. I don't think I'd necessarily recommend you run out and buy any of these, because you know, when they start at 20, 30 bucks each, not a great deal. The rub sign ones, depending on if you buy a lot or just one or two, you can get these things as cheap as $3 or $4, which is right on the money. Other ones in the Laser Beasts include an eagle, rhino, a wolf, condor, parrot. I mean, they did some really neat stuff, and it's kind of, it's nice to see that there was basically an entire line out there that a lot of us never really got to see, because I only vaguely remember hearing about or seeing this line, and I might even be misremembering, because I remember seeing Series 1, 2, and 3, because I have Series 1, 2, and 3 figures from when I was a kid. Not a lot of them, just a few, because I didn't get that many. But the lasers, I never got any of until a couple weeks ago. I got a Spark Shark in a lot. I was buying a bunch of Series 3 figures, they threw in a Spark Shark, and I said, oh, this is pretty nice. And then I got it, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. So after I got the Spark Shark, he had no gun. I'm like, well, I need to get a gun. And then I saw the other ones. I'm like, well, I could probably stand to get him some friends. Long story short, I got the first 12. Now I got to figure out how to get the next 12. I really want Sea Panic because I like whales. And I don't know where to get one with a gun. Without a gun, what's the point? But yeah, hoping to find one of those soon. Toy Fair is coming up. And hearing a lot of noises. Maybe I'm waking somebody up. That's pretty good for a first installment. I probably won't do too many more of these, but that's where I'm at right now. I'm playing with Battle Beasts a lot. I also opened up my Infinity Series Outer Spaceman, Series 3 and 4, or as I like to call it, Series 2, with Commander Common, Electron Plus, Mistron, and Alpha 7. Alpha 7 is really, really small, but the other ones have a lot of paint, so it's kind of a toss-up. Mistron's hair, it's like this amazing gold color. Can't believe I noticed, but it's the paint's remarkable. And it's a good batch of figures. It's $50, but it's still a good batch of figures. There's going to be an Outer Spaceman art show in a couple of weeks. They have an exclusive set there too, but it's $125. Not sure I'm going to buy that one. I shouldn't buy that one, but, you know, I'm stupid. So I kind of want it. But this four is really good. And for $50, I can't complain too much. Commander Comet seems to be the best. The head paint is amazing. The eyes are really done well. Hairline's pretty good. it's not perfect under the scrutiny of a really good macro lens and too much light, but if you just look at it, it's perfectly good. Or maybe your eyes don't suck and you think it looks crappy, but I think it looks great. Yeah, I'm rambling. Thanks for listening. Do check out 16bit.com, and I'll see you guys somewhere at some point.